Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his land. Please repeat after me. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. So this is the beginning verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have noticed that the first verse of the chapter, this is the beginning verse of this chapter, 11th chapter of the Antalila. Like you must have noticed that the chapters begin with a specific Sanskrit verse which gives the summary or the theme of the entire chapter. Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita is written in Bengali, but the first verse usually are Sanskrit that gives the theme of the chapter. So in this verse, the theme of this chapter has been given. That I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with his body on his lap after he disappeared from the planet or after Haridas Thakur left this planet. Haridas Thakur was a very, very intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna consciousness in the form of the holy name. Actually, the holy name of Krishna and Krishna praise are non-different. And the holy name of Krishna, what we speak of is non-different from the love of Krishna, but actually the holy name of Krishna is non-different from Krishna himself. In this age of Kali, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to distribute this holy name. And he made Haridas Thakur the Acharya of that holy name. So in this way we can see how intimate an associate Srila Haridas Thakur was of Sri Chaitanya. And in this chapter we will see how dearly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he could leave his body before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this planet. Actually, Haridas Thakur could understand that although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was only 48 years old, but he was about to withdraw his pastime from this planet. Therefore, Haridas Thakur requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, "Oh my Lord, please let me go away from this planet before you withdraw your pastime. Because I won't be able to bear your separation if you leave before me." I'll just read the summary of this chapter and then I'll read some verses from this chapter. The summary of this chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Prabhava Bhashya as follows. In this chapter, Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the side. After taking bath in the sea, he personally begged prasad of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasad to the assembled devotees. So here, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his summary, addressed Srila Haridas Thakur as Brahmo Haridas. Why? Because Haridas Thakur is Brahma himself. Once, about 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, one day Brahma was flying through the space. He went to some place and he was going back to his abode called Pushkar. There is a lake called Pushkar Lake, and on the bank of that Pushkar Lake, Brahma resides. So Brahma was flying on his swan, and then all of a sudden he saw down below on the land of Vrindavan, in the forest, a little boy, dark little boy, was playing with his friends. Jai Shri Radha Madhava Shri Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Jai Shri Kulha Deva Ki. So Brahma saw that this little boy was playing with his friend, and although he was just a little boy, he very strangely killed a huge snake, and that snake was actually a demon called Abhasura, who was causing fear even to the demigods. Brahma knew the strength of this Abhasura, and Abhasura was so terrible that even the demigods used to tremble with fear just by hearing his name. And Brahma saw that this Abhasura was dead by this little boy, and not only that, he saw that Abhasura's spirit soul, right after leaving the body, merged into the body of this little boy. So Brahma became very surprised, and actually at that time he became bewildered by Krishna's yoga maya. So Brahma began to wonder, who is this person? So he wanted to check him out. So Brahma was following the boy, watching the boy, and then he saw that after killing the demon, Krishna, this little boy, was a little boy accompanied by his friend, cowherd boyfriend, and the cows, went to the bank of Jamuna, and they let the cows loose and let the cows graze on the soft fields of pasturing grounds of Vrindavan. And on the bank of the river, he sat with his friend and started to have a picnic. And at that time, Brahma was considering that this must be, Brahma was wondering whether this was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because this kind of activity is possible only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that day, when he started to watch this little boy, then he saw that he sat with his friend, and all the friends pulled out the food stuff that they brought from home, and then they started to eat that food, and then they started to share the food, and they started to offer their food to Krishna's mouth, and sometimes they started to steal Krishna's food from his plate. So in this way they started to play. And Brahma, at that time being bewildered by yoga maya, became convinced that this cannot be Narayan, because Narayan would not take the remnants of anyone else. So he then thought that maybe he wanted to check him out. So he just stole the cow. And he actually stole the calves, because Krishna was very little at that time. He was about 6 years old. And the little boys in Vrindavan were in charge of the calves of the herd and calves of the cow herd. And so these little boys, Krishna and with his friend, Krishna with his friend, were tending the calves. So Brahma stole the calves. And at that time, at that time the boys noticed that they couldn't see the cows, they couldn't see the calves. So they started to look around and they became very worried. Then they said that, Krishna, we can't see the caps. And then Krishna said, don't worry, maybe they have just drifted away to a distance. So don't worry, you carry on taking your prasad. I will go and see what happened to the caps. So then Krishna went to look for the caps and he couldn't find the caps. And he became very surprised what happened to the caps. And then Krishna came back and found that his boyfriends were also gone. What happened when Krishna was gone, Brahma stole the boy, the cowherd boy was. So Krishna became very surprised and very worried that his caps are gone and his boyfriends are gone. And then Krishna just meditated upon what could have happened. And he, the super soul of even Brahma, could realize that Brahma was acting funny, and he stole the cows and the calves and the cowherd boy. So then Krishna said, okay, I will teach you a lesson, Brahma, don't worry. So Krishna immediately expanded himself into all those cowherds, all those calves and all those cowherd boys. And this actually took Brahma 1 second. Anyway, so in this way Krishna actually expanded himself into all the cowherd boys and the calves. Actually what happened, when Krishna saw that all the calves were stolen and the boys were stolen by Brahma, Krishna became very worried. His anxiety was, how will he go back home and answer to all the cowherd people whose children came with him, and Krishna will go back without them. So Krishna became very worried. And actually that day was Balaram's appearance. Therefore, Balaram was not there. On that day, Balaram was not present. Actually, if Balaram was present, then Brahma would have been in difficulty. Brahma would have been in trouble. So anyway, by Krishna's arrangement or by the arrangement of Jogamaya, that day Balaram was not there. And Krishna became very worried how to answer the parents of the children, and also how to answer his father who actually entrusted him with the caps. So then Krishna said, okay, fine, I will do something. And thinking that, Krishna expanded himself into all those cowherd boys and caps. And Krishna went back to Vrindavan that evening. But that day everyone felt something very, very strange. Everyone felt that their love for their children has multiplied by many fold. They could not understand why that happened. Actually they started to feel that they are feeling the same kind of affection towards their children as they used to feel towards Krishna himself. Actually in Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan felt deeper affection for Krishna than their own children. But today, they started to feel that they felt a tremendous love for their own children. And they couldn't understand. Only Balaram could understand what may have happened. And it actually it went on for 1 year. For 1 year, Krishna expanded, maintained all the cowherd boys and the calves through his expansion. And it is said that that year all the young girls of Vrindavan got married. Therefore, actually all the gopis were married to Krishna. Because all those cowherd boys were Krishna himself. And anyway, so it took Brahma 1 year, although it took Brahma, according to his calculation, just one wink of an eye to take those cowherd boys and calves to a cave and keep them there asleep, cover the mouth of the cave with a big stone. And he turned around and he found that all the boys and all the calves were there. And Krishna was sitting in the middle, surrounded by all the carpet boys and having a picnic on the bank of the Jamuna, just as before, just as the time when he stole them, and on the calves were grazing in the field. So Brahma became very surprised. And in this way Brahma realized that this person is none other, this little boy is none other than his master Narayan himself. So Brahma came back and begged forgiveness from Krishna. So after that Brahma actually became very worried. Not only worried, he became very repentant that he had offended his master. Although Krishna told him that he had absolved him of all his offenses, there was no offense involved, but still Brahma started to feel very, very guilty at heart. So then Brahma decided to perform austerities to become free from this offense and to please his master. So Brahma performed great austerities for a long, long time. And then one day the Lord appeared to Brahma and told him, Brahma, what happened? Why are you performing such austerities and penance? So then Brahma said, my Lord, I offended you. Therefore, in my heart, I'm feeling very guilty. I'm feeling very, very morose. Therefore, in order to become free from this lamentation and the feeling of guilt, and in order to please you, I'm performing this austerity. So please, forgive me for all my offenses. So Krishna said, yes, Brahma, I forgive you from all your offenses. There is no offense. Actually, you are very, very dear to me. So there is no offense involved in this act of yours. So he asked him, my Lord, I never have seen you in this form before. And Krishna replied, yes, this is a very special form. And in this form, I will appear in the age of Kali. And I will perform Sankirtan, I will introduce Sankirtan movement in this world and distribute Krishna consciousness, love of Godhead to anyone and everyone. So Brahma then requested, my Lord, please allow me also to be with you in that pastime. Then Krishna said, yes, granted, you'll be able to come and perform, be with me in that pastime. And Brahma said, I have another request. You see, usually I have a big pride. I am very proud that I am Brahma, the greatest person in this universe. And therefore, I commit so many offenses to you. So please allow me to be born as a very, very, born in a low class family, so that I do not become proud. Jai Shri Shri Prabhupada Narasimha Dev Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madhava Sriman Mahaprabhu Sati Vrinda Ki Jai. Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So Brahma requested Krishna to allow him to be born in a low class family so that he doesn't become proud. And so Brahma then Krishna granted him his desire, that his desire would be fulfilled. He said, okay. And therefore, Brahma appeared as Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Muslim family. And the place where Brahma performed his austerities is not too far from here. Is a part of Navadvip called Antardvip, and who he saw was Sri Chaitanya. So in this way it has been described in the scriptures that how Brahma actually appears as Haridasa. Therefore, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur described him as Brahma Haridasa Thakur. And so so I'm just reading from chapter 11 of Antalila, from the text 29 onward. Shatantra ishwar tumi hao ichcha hai, jagat na chao jare joiche ichcha hai. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. Anek nachaila more prasad koriya, biprere sadhu patra khayu nesha hoya. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shatra Patra that should have been offered to a first-class Brahmana. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. Ek bancha hai mor bohudin hoite, lila sambharibe tumi loy mor chitte. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastime within this material world. Shei lila prabhu more kobuna dakhaiba, apona rage mor shorira pariba. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. So Haridasa Thakur requested to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not to show him his disappearing pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to leave this planet and Haridasa Thakur didn't want to see that pastime. So he requested that let my body fall in front of you before you leave this planet. Ridaye dhoribu tomar kamalo charanam, nayone dekhimu tomar chando badan. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Jivhayu charimu tomar krishna chaitanya naam, ei mato mor ichcha charimu paran. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. More ichcha jodi tomar prasade hoy, ei nivedan mor karo dayamon. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Ei nicho deho mor koruttaro age, ei bancha siddhi mor tomatei lage. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Prabhu kahe Haridas je tumi magibe, Krishna kripa moy taha avashya koribe. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. Kintu amar je kichu sukh sab toma loiya, tomar yogya nahi jabe amare chhariya. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Charone hori kahe Haridas na kori ho maya, avashyam adhame prabhu paro ei dayam. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy.
মোর শিরোমণি কত কত মহাশয়, তোমার লীলার সহায় প্রতি ভক্ত হয়।
মাই লর্ড, দেয়ার আর মেনি রেসপেক্টেবল পার্সোনালিটি, মিলিয়ন্স অফ ডিভোটিস হু আর ফিট টু সিট অন মাই হেড, দে আর অল হেল্পফুল ইন ইয়োর পাস্টটাইমস।
আমার যেন যদি এক পিত মরি গেল, এক পিপীলিকা হইলে পৃথিবীর কাহা হন হইল।
My Lord, if an insignificant ant like me dies, what is the loss? I'm sorry. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world?
Bhakato Vatsal Prabhu, tumi moi bhakta bhash, avosho purabe Prabhu, mohur ei ash.
My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation.
Moddhanna korite prabhu cholilai apone, Ishwar dekhiya kali diben darshane.
Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. So then I'll go to the next day. Next day, Mahaprabhu came and sat, and first he started to describe the glory of Haridas.
Haridasir gun korite prabhu hoila panchamu, kohite kohite prabhur bare mahashu.
As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased.
Haridasir gune shobar bishchito hoy mu, sarvabhakt bande hari dasir charan.
After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur.
Haridas nijagrete prabhure basaina, nijo netro dui bhingo mukha padme dila.
Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord.
Shariraye ani dhorilo prabhur charan, sarva bhakta padarenu mastaka bhushan.
He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head.
Sri Chaitanya Shabdo Valena Bharura Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Nitre Jaladhar.
He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Shabdo Korite Uccharan, Namer Shohito Pran Koilo Yutkraman.
While chanting the holy name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body.
Mahajogeshwar Pray Dekhi Satchande Maran, Bhishmer Nirjan Shabar Koilo Smaran.
Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own whim, which was just like a great mystic yogi, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma.
Hari Krishna Shabde Kare Shabe Kolahal, Premanande Mahaprabhu Hoi Love You Khal.
There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy name Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love.
Haridasir tonu prabhu kole loiye thaiya, ambane natena prabhu prema bishtho hoiya.
The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love.
Prabhu Rabeshe Avosh Sarva Bhakta Gamas Prema Veshe Shabe Nache Karenu Kirtan.
Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally.
Ei mato nritto prabhu koilamatokkham sarut goshai prabhure parailo sabodham.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Sarut Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakure tabe bimane charaiya samudre loiya gelo tabe kirtan koriya.
The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship.
Nritto korite korite pakhe nritto kore bakreshwar bhakto gan sathe.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Bakreshwar Pandit along with the other devotees chanted and danced behind him.
Haridashe samudra jale snan karaila prabhu kahe samudra ei mahatirtho hoila.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, from this day on the sea has become a great pilgrimage site.
Haridasher padodak piye bhakto gan Haridasher ange dilam prasado chandan.
Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood over Haridas Thakur's body.
Dor paray prasad vastra ange dilam balukar gorto kori tahe shuaila.
After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken robes, sandalwood pulp, food and cloth, were placed on the body.
Charidike bhaktogan karena kirtan bakreshwar pandit karena anande nartan.
All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Bakreshwar Pandit danced in jubilation.
Haribol, Haribol, Bale Gaurai, Apune Shri Haste Balu Viladhar Gai.
With his transcendental hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Haribol, Haribol.
Tare balu diya upore pinda badhaila chaudike pinder moha aboran koila.
They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the side. The platform was protected all around by fencing.
Taha beri prabhu koila kirtan nartan haridhani kolahale harilokuban.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration.
Tabe Mahaprabhu Tabe Mahaprabhu Shao Bhakta Gana Sange Samudre Karila Snan Jalokeli Range.
After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation.
Haridashe pradakshin kori ailashin bhaddare hari kirtan kolahal sakala nagare.
After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Simhadwar gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city.
Shinghadare Ashi Prabhu Vashari Vithai Achal Patiya Prasad Magila Tathai.
Approaching the Singhadwar gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to bake prasad from all the shopkeepers there. Haridas Thakurer Mahotsaber Tore Prasad Madiye Bhiksha Dehuto Amare. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur. The Lord said, please give me some alms. So in this way Mahaprabhu himself was begging for Haridas Thakur. Shuniya Pashari Shav Chamara Uthaiya Prasad Dite Ashetara Anandito Huiya. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. Sharup Goshai Pashari Ke Nishedhilo Changara Loiya Pashari Pashare Goshilo. However, Sarup Dhamada stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. So when Haridas Thakur was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was begging for Srila Haridas Thakur from the shopkeepers, then the shopkeepers came with big baskets, and they were so fond of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they were prepared to offer everything to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way they responded, but Sarup Damodara stopped them by saying that no, don't give such large amount of prasad. Just give some prasad since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking for Srila Haridas. Sarup Goshai Prabhure Ghar Pathaila Chari Vaishnava Chari Pichara Sange Rakhila. Sarup Damodara sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and keeps them with him, four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. So in this way, Sarup Goshai, Sarup Damodara Goswami, was the secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was always taking care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarup Damodara here told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you don't have to beg now, you go back home, so we will do the, we'll collect the prasad and come back to you. So in this saying that, Sarup Damodara sent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence in Gambhira, and he collected and he kept four servants of four devotees to carry the prasad to Jagannath prasad to Sri Chaitanya. Sarup Goshai kohilen sab koshari re ek ek drobber ek ek punja deho re. Sarup Damodara said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. You don't have to give the whole basket, just give four handfuls of each item. So anyway, this way they collected prasad, then they came back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll just read the English part here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he could not offer little bit of prasad. When he gave prasad, he gave a whole lot, so much, such a large amount, that was enough for five people. What is this for one person? Sarup Damodara Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch. With these men to help, I shall distribute the prasad. The four men, Sarup, Jagadananda, Kashishar and Shankar, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept the prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasad to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. Then I'll just go to this part. This is very beautiful, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing Haridas Thakur's glory. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Haridasir Vijayotsav Je Koilo Darshan Jehya Nritya Koilo Je Koilo Kirtan Jetare Balukadite Korilo Gaman Tar Moddhe Mahotsave Je Koilo Bhojan Achire Hoibe Ta Sobar Krishna Prapti Haridas Darshane Hoy Hoyche Shakti. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined the festival to partake to the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. Therefore, if such wonderful power, there is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Kripa kore Krishna more diyachila sango, Satantra Krishneru Ichha Koilo Sango Sango. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desire, he has now broken that association. Haridasir Ichha Jabe Koilo Cholite Amar Shakoti Tare Narila Rakhite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Ichha matre koila nijo prano nishkaram purve jano suniyachi bhishmero maram. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas achilo prithibiro shiromani taha vina ratna shunna hoilo medini. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Jaya jaya Haridas boli karo haridhvani eto boli mahaprabhu nache noyatuni. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Shabe gaye jaya 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 Haridas Namere Mohima Jeho Korila Prakash. Everyone began to chant all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Tabe Mahaprabhu Sab Bhakte Vidaye Dila Harasho Vishade Prabhu Vishram Korila. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Eito kohilu hori dasero vijay jahar shravane krishne dhiro bhakti hoy. Thus, I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Chaitanyer bhakto vatsalyo ihatei jani bhakto vancha purna koila nashi shiromani. From the incidents of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfies the desire of Haridas Thakur. Okay, I'll just read this. Sheshkale dilatare darshan sparshan tare koli kori koila yapone nirmatam. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. Apone Shri Haste Kripaye Tare Balu Dila Apone Prasad Magi Mahatshav Kula. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeeper. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Mahabhagavato Hari Dasu Padamo Vidyan Esho Bhagva Lagyage Kurila Poyan. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitra ei Omritero Sindhu Karnamam Vritta Pare Jaro Eko Bindu. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Bhava Sindhu Torivare Ache Jaro Chitta Shraddha Kori Shuna Sei Chaitanya Charitra. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nations, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Jaroyash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antalila, 11th chapter, describing the passing away of Haridas. Srila Haridas Thakur ki! Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki! So, actually, after Srila Harikesh Maharaj went back to the west from India, he became very sick. He actually developed some stomach problem when he was in Vrindavan, and then when he went back, he became even more sick. And then he first went to Switzerland, and from Switzerland he went to Sweden. No, actually from Switzerland he went to Germany, and he started to travel in Germany. And he was actually visiting all the centers. He was visiting every center in Germany. Even some centers that had two devotees, three devotees, he was visiting those centers. And then when he went to Sweden, he became very, very sick. Actually, his health is very bad now, and so we just got a message also now, and there's a request that the devotees pray to Sri Sri Radha Madhav, Srimad Mahaprabhu, and Sri Sri Lakshmi Narasimha Dev for Harikesh Maharaj's quick recovery from his ailment. So the news reads, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Sri Vishnupad. This is a message to Govinda Das. You know, Sri Vishnupad's health is not good at all. He can't travel for the time being, and it looks that